So tell me your children then. I've got Bert.
Oh, and the Brian was born when we lived in Pittsford, and then we came home right after that. My dad, well, first of all, I went to nurse's training. I started 3 months at Fletcher Allen. And then I was going to transfer to Heaton Hospital, which was in Montpelier. And I was so homesick that I thought I was going to die. My mother was gone in Pittsford, sick. My brother was home, young, needed somebody. My dad needed somebody. So I lasted about 3 months. And I called him up one day and crying, and I said, I want to come home. He said, I'll be right after you. So I never left home after that.
So when you came to Stowe, where were you living at that time?
Down at the farm here on
Stagecoach. Oh, so you moved in with your father mm-hmm. and your husband.
And my
Albert.
Mother.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My mother was still living. She would, that before she got ill with her back, so
right.
I came home to take care of her.
So you had both of your children and your husband living with your parents.
Right.
How did that go?
Good. As I recall, my father just idolized my oldest son. Well, both of them. I shouldn't say, you know, be specific, but Bert was always the apple of his eye.
So did you continue living in that house then for how many years?
We bought it.
You ended up buying it.
After my dad died when Bert was 4 years old. And we bought the farm from my mother. She then, prior to that, after my dad died, after a few months or whatever, my aunt died in Maine, in Mechanic Falls, Maine, my dad's brother. His wife died. So we thought it would be a good thing for my mother to go over there and take care of him, which she did. She was over there for 8 years.
Really?
And then I guess she decided that she wanted to come home, so she told him that she was going to move back to Stowe, and if he wanted to come, he could come with her. So in the end, they built an apartment up in the house, and she and my Uncle Rob lived there when my youngest, Jill, was born.
And what year was she born in?
She just turned 50. So 66. Joan was born in 61, and Jill was born in 66.
So you have four children.
Two boys and two girls.
Mm-hmm.